suspect all the way into Prince George's County. I'm Luke Lukert.
The grip of the coronavirus on our region weakens further. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Cash incentives to small businesses who agree to host vaccination clinics. I'm Jenny Glick.
Good morning and welcome in. It's now 7 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. At least six people were hurt when a tornado tore apart trees and down power lines west of Chicago last night. Naperville Fire Chief Mark Pugnitis.
There are many areas of the city that were damaged, but this seems to be the epicenter of the damage. And we were very fortunate that we didn't have further damage or fires to the area.
More than 26,000 people lost power in Naperville and Woodbridge. Severe thunderstorms flooded O'Hare Airport. Some passengers were evacuated from their plane to a tornado shelter. Claudette has powered back up to tropical storm strength after blasting parts of Alabama with deadly conditions. More than a dozen people were killed, including 10 children, nine of them in a multi-car crash. The system is over North Carolina right now. Riley Ellington was out this morning.
I drove from Charlotte, and so I had to drive through all of it. It was pretty terrifying.
Forecasters say Claudette could churn up large waves and rip currents as it heads out to sea later today. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb is warning of a new surge in COVID cases this fall if vaccination rates continue to lag in the South. He tells CBS's Face the Nation.
Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, Missouri show very substantial upsurges of infection. It's based entirely on how much population-wide immunity you have based on vaccination.
Iran's president-elect has just spoken. He says he is not willing to meet with President Biden and won't enter nuclear negotiations with the U.S. for negotiation's sake. Despite being part of a panel that sentenced political prisoners to death at the end of the Iran-Iraq War in the 80s, Ibrahim Raisi calls himself a defender of human rights. Japanese fans will be able to view the Summer Games in person.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. The organizers of the Tokyo Olympics have just announced that they will allow up to 10,000 spectators at Olympic events, though they do say this could change if the pandemic in Japan worsens before the games start on the 23rd of July. Polls show three quarters of the people of Japan oppose the idea of allowing spectators into Olympic events. The organizers say attendance will be limited to domestic spectators only.
Weightlifter from New Zealand, Laurel Hubbard, will become the first transgender athlete to compete at the Olympics. Richie Patterson heads the country's Olympic weightlifting organization.
She is a very dedicated and resilient athlete, and on behalf of Laurel, I would like to say how honored she is to be in the team and appreciative of the support and help she has received to date.
S&P futures are up 20. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
7:03, and it's Monday morning, the 21st of June. It will be blazing hot today. Sunny, too. Our temps around 95 degrees. Good morning, I'm Joan Jones.
And I'm John Dome. In the top local stories we're following this hour, we're learning more details about a crash that stopped traffic for hours in Prince George's County Saturday night. One of the drivers was being chased by police in connection with a woman's death.
On Saturday, just before 3 p.m., Annapolis police found 39-year-old Erica Benora beaten inside an apartment on Spa Road during a welfare check. Police also found that her Nissan SUV was missing. Later that day, police saw Benora's car being driven by a suspect just a half a mile away from the apartment. Officers attempted to stop the car, but the suspect took off, leading Annapolis police on a chase into Prince George's County. At around 7 in the evening, while trying to evade police, the suspected killer crashed the SUV into the back of a tractor-trailer over 20 miles away near the intersection of U.S. 50 and Martin Luther King Jr. Highway. The suspect is now recovering in the hospital and is considered a person of interest in the woman's death. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
A University of Maryland student is dead after being stabbed in Chicago over the weekend. Our news partners at NBC4 say 31-year-old Anat Kimchi had been walking in an area near a homeless encampment when she was stabbed in the back. She died later at a hospital. Police believe the killer may have been a homeless person who had been hiding in the bushes nearby. Now, they have searched the water of nearby Chicago River for the weapon. So far, no arrests. In a statement, the University of Maryland called Kimchi a notably accomplished scholar.
Maryland on Sunday reported no new coronavirus-related deaths in the previous 24 hours, and it's the first time the State Department of Health has reported zero deaths in a day since back in October.
The state's infection rate has also continued to decline. 42 new coronavirus cases were reported on Sunday, the first time since March 2020 that Maryland has reported fewer than 50 cases in one day. More than half of the state's 6 million people have been fully vaccinated now, something Governor Larry Hogan calls a major milestone. Christopher Cruz, WTOP News.
A Maryland county is offering incentives to encourage small businesses to host vaccination clinics.
Vaccinate 10 people at your business, you get $500. 50 people, Anne Arundel County is ready to write you a $1,000 check. They're offering other incentives as well, another $500 to defray any business lost during the clinics. Or how about $500 to pay for gift cards or swag to get people in the door? Any small business with at least two large rooms is eligible to host the vaccination clinic, with vaccination teams arriving the day of to administer the vaccines. Jenny Glick, WTOP News.
D.C. has activated its heat emergency plans, which means cooling centers will be open today. No appointment necessary. It comes as temperatures will climb into the mid-90s, but with the humidity, the heat index is expected to rise above 100 degrees. D.C. is encouraging residents to check on neighbors, the young and seniors, during this heat wave and keep pets inside as much as possible. You can find cooling center locations and more online. Go to WTOP.com.
Up ahead on WTOP.
A 25-foot totem pole is taking a trip from Washington State to Washington, D.C. I'm Valerie Bonk.
It's 7:06.
Every family vacation, my kids break into the can-can. Can we go to the theme park? Can we go to a ball game? Can we get snacks? It can get expensive. But at Red Roof, we get a great price on clean, comfortable rooms and wake up rested and ready to hit the road again. This summer, when we rest and repeat at Red Roof, staying two separate times can earn us a free night. Plus, Ready Reward members can save up to 20% with exclusive rates. Book at redroof.com.
We made USAA insurance for veterans like James, a former drill instructor made of high expectations. When he got into a fender bender and called his old insurance company, he got the runaround. That's when his Marine buddy told James about USAA.
They have my back.
James realized he was paying too much for bad service and said,
it's time to switch.
He called USAA right away. Our agents took the time to understand his needs, put in the work to get him the right coverage, and even found him some serious savings. USAA insurance is made the way James needs it, all squared away, with savings that meet even his standards. Switch and you could save with USAA auto insurance. Get a quote today at USAA.com/auto. USAA, what you're made of, we're